Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It looks like Jake Andrews, Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, they are all trending to being able to play on Sunday. We'll see if that means all of them will actually start, being Jake Andrews the one we're really looking at. But it's official. I know we were looking at this. Rookie corner Jalen Smith is going to be out with the injury to his hamstring, and they're expecting Tremon Smith, the veteran, to fill in for him to take his spot. And I guess I would start with that with you, Clint. Do you believe that we'll see a lot of Tremon Smith? Do you believe there's going to be a space and a spot that he will be a part of this defense a lot coming up on Sunday?
I don't think a lot. I think the at the end of the day, it's more of an emergency situation with Tremon Smith. I mean, this defense has shown the ability to keep the opponent, you know, from scoring and keep the scoring low with the scheme and with Jalen Petrie and the nickel defenders doing their thing. And it's just been here and there where they've been exposed. And the reality of it is, if you can keep this team to 14 points, if you can keep this team to 17 points, you ought to have a chance to win the ball game. And so I think that with Tremon Smith, you're probably a little less comfortable, obviously, than Jalen Smith. Yeah. And you may stay away from it unless you just have to get to it. So I think D'Amico has confidence in him. I just think it's probably a little less likely that we see a heavy dose, if they do indeed need to go that route.
They probably and it may set up, Clint, that we see, like week one, some Petrie matchups in the slot, some Gardner-Johnson matchups in the slot, and they're just going to have to kind of handle things and deal with it. And if that goes awry, then I think maybe you may see some adjustments and have Tremon Smith in there. Because it looked like, Clint, they adjusted to that against the Bucks, and we started to see more, Petrie off in obvious passing situations or, not having him in coverage in the slot. So hopefully they can handle things well there in that situation. All right, a little football talk here. Football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for you in your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So as we sit here in front of, I'm looking at the commish, and I'm looking at Mary, and I'm looking at the Texans fans. There's a little nervousness. I'm not going to lie to you, Clint. There's a little unease, right? They got a smile on their face, but it's a smile we're getting nervous because
makes you all nervous.
This is an important game, and let's take a look at key matchups in this game. And I think we should look at both sides of the ball in this matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 1-1 right now after their loss last week in Cincinnati. Clint, when the Texans have the ball for you right now, what's the key matchup in the game?
Well, I think it's without a doubt it's Josh Allen and Ariante Ursary. We've seen Josh Allen make player of the week or player of the month off of Laramie Tunsil. So we know what he brings to the table as it pertains to rushing the passer. Now, hopefully, again, as we've talked at length this season, hopefully the play caller and the quarterback and the style of play offensively can help Ariante Ursary. But when it's all said and done, Josh Allen, I think, is the key here versus a rookie. Can Ariante Ursary step up to the plate and and not eliminate him from the game from the box score, but can he step up and make him somewhat of a non-factor in this game? Does Nick Caley have to help him with tight ends and tailbacks chipping all the time? Or do they get comfortable and you know, leave him on an island? That would be nice as a fan. It would be nice to see that, leave him on an island and he holds his own. But there's no doubt about it. Josh Allen is going to attack that quarterback's blind side where Ariante Ursery is. And on offense, I think that's the biggest matchup right there. There's obviously some other issues, but Allen's a good enough player and Ariante Ursery's the rookie that I think it changes the way you approach this game.
And Clint, we've talked about this over the years, and I think that's a really good matchup, Josh Hines Allen. At 41 against Ariante Ursery. But, Clint, this isn't just a Ariante Ursery matchup against Josh Hines. This is a Nick Caley and giving him some help and not just leaving him over there to struggle against an above-average pass rusher. They cannot allow him to just kill the game for them. And he's capable of doing it. You talked about it. Hell, he did it to Laremy Tunsil. Right, and this is Ursary's third game. They cannot allow him to just get beat over there by himself. And you got Titus on the other side, right, that you feel like you should trust with, you know, with 44 over there, who was the number one overall pick.
Walker.
Walker, a really good run stuffer. He's got a pretty good bull rush. I saw him get a sack last week off a bull rush. But he is somebody you feel like, hey, Titus, man, you gotta be able to handle him. They have to be able to help Ariante Ursery over there.
Well, they've got to be able to slide away from Titus Howard, leave Titus on the island, and slide away from him. They've got to be able to do some man-protecting stuff and chip with tight ends and chip with tailbacks and keep giving Josh Allen different looks. And look, let's be honest. They got to be able to throw screens. The quarterback's got to get the ball out of his hands. They got to be able to run the football. You got to protect that left tackle. I think this is a game that's very winnable, more winnable than the first two games were for the Texans. But offensively, if we're focusing on that side of the football, this is one of those games where they should be able to score some points. They should be able to move the football. They should be able to do some things in this game that maybe it wasn't fair to expect them to do in the first couple of games of the season. So a good front. Josh Allen versus a rookie is the one that could be a game wrecker. But I expect this offense to be able to have a little bit more success this week, a little bit more consistent success throughout the game.
All right, let's flip it. What's the key matchup when Jacksonville has the ball the other side against that Texans defense?
Well, we watched it last week, Ron. I don't care if you're talking Texans football or you're talking in any football. If your interior defensive line is going to get ran on the way that the Texans did last week, I mean, the majority of the runs, some may have bounced outside, but the majority of them, when the running back crossed the line of scrimmage, was inside the tackles. And that was because Tampa Bay was having their way with the interior defensive line. And let's be honest, the linebackers for the Texans. And so they've got to get – it's more about the interior defensive line for the Texans and the interior offensive line for the Jaguars. The Jags have shown the ability to run the ball well. I think they've done some stuff in power fashion as well as kind of exotic fashion. So they've got a 1-2 punch over there that can run it. And if we don't get that interior defensive line tuned up, then that is the one way that I think the Jacksonville Jaguars could have success, keep the offense off the field and score points and churn the clock, if you will, and make it a shorter game and really control the game, being that it's at home. And so you got to get that interior defensive line shored up. And again, I don't doubt one bit that D'Amico is going to have the answers there. I don't doubt one bit that you have the horses to get it done versus Jacksonville. I don't know if you have the horses to get it done against Baltimore, but I think you have the horses to get it done against Jacksonville. So I expect it to not be a problem, but that is the matchup coming off the Tampa Bay game.
And listen, Clint, it is just a two-game sample. But the Jacksonville Jaguars do lead the NFL in rushing.
Come on,
right,
man.
They are averaging 169.5 yards a game. That is exactly what the Texans gave up on Monday night to the Bucs. And they've done it pretty well these first two games running the football with multiple backs. So it's a huge, huge deal in this game. And Clint, there is no chance in hell with Trevor Lawrence, who has turned the ball over. Trevor's thrown three picks in the first two games, including two last week, which led to them losing that game. There is no way in the world, Clint, that they are not looking and watching to see what the Bucs did and saying, oh, man, we're gonna double team to the linebacker. We're going to run the football. We're going to copy what they did. If they're able to do that with their backs, the success we've had to start the season, we feel like we're going to be able to do it too, especially to slow down that pass rush.
Ron, they'd be fools if they didn't.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was that impressive. It was that impressive last week, the way that Tampa Bay executed the two different blocking schemes. It was that effective last week that you watch it on film and only a fool would not do it. And the other part of this is it really handcuffed D'Amico Ryans, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter. It really handcuffed those guys and made it to where they had limited opportunities to impact the game. And so, boy, they would be fools not to copy it somehow. But, again, I feel really confident. I don't know what the hell we're going to do offensively. I don't know if Ursary and Kaylee and the group can handle Allen off the end. I don't know about that. But I feel really confident that D'Amico is going to have the answer for that interior defensive line. And more importantly, just to shut the run down in a way that they couldn't last week.
All right, Football Friday here as we are live at Talyards in Sugar Land. Come on out. If you're in the building, you got to fill your name out. Grab your ticket or your name. I'm not sure what we're giving right now. We're giving tickets or give your ticket. Put your ticket in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win many prizes, including tickets to a Texans game later on this season. So make your way out. As soon as you do, you might want to drop your ticket in our raffle box so you can be a winner. Coming up on this Football Friday, Nick Kaylee gave his thoughts on how he can help and what they can do to help the offensive line. We'll let you hear what he had to say coming up next.